presentation because you answered most of them. I would make a comment, though, that I would argue with a negative, not having a negative impact on our schools, given the information we have back from Cape and Lippin High School. Either way, I asked that question about the... I think that's all I have for now.
Okay.
Thanks.
Collins?
Yeah, I think you were exhaustingly thorough, so I don't have any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, I think.
That was the appropriate response.
Mr. Butler?
I have no questions.
Okay, all right. Staff, anything on this end? No?
None for me, thank you.
White House, counselor, anything?
I have a couple. And it's more just making sure we've got a complete record. So
right.
One thing, and this is for Mr. Whitehouse, I guess. Do we have, and it's fine if we don't, because you know, I don't want you to rush and find things if we can add this to the record, but do we have the prior approved final site plan in the record?
No, but we can add it pretty quickly, or we'll leave.
Yeah, we'll leave. I don't want to try to gum it up, but make sure we get it. And the same thing with the prior approval and any amendments to that approval. Can we make sure that gets in the record if it's not?
We can. So
okay. On this, because as they talked about, this is one of the first ones that's come through under the resource buffer ordinance. You know, and there's a drainage assessment report. And in this case, drainage is a significant issue, as they spent a lot of time talking about. Do we have anything from county engineering confirming their review of the drainage assessment report?
Correct. There is a letter in the record.
Okay. I wanted to make sure of that, because I hadn't seen that.
And that we've responded to as well.
Okay. So that's good. We're good on that. All right. And the easement's in the record. And then just a question, you know, just thinking about how this might, not this application, but it's just one that's on my mind. The Robinson property, the applicants have carved off like two-thirds of it on the, I'll say, the left side of the wetlands. Is there any plans to buy, acquire, or develop what's on the right side of those wetlands? And if so, is there plans to amend that into Anchorage Run at some point in the future?
Not at this time, I don't believe so.
Okay, all right. Just because it, you know, I know there was a line that was drawn there as far as where the property line was, and just so we knew if, you know, that was going to be an expansion at some point. I don't know how you'd cross the wetlands to do it. You'd have to come out onto the road, but whether it would be also part of the amenities, because that's an issue that everybody seems interested in. So, okay.
But no, to answer your specific question at least.
All right, thanks. That's all I had.
All right, well, Ms. Pete, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2023-01?